half of states have either recommended or ordered their schools to stay closed for the rest of the academic year. That accounts for half of the nation's public school students. That is according to a running tally by Education Week. It is a remarkable milestone when you consider just last month, when many states first closed schools, governors and superintendents said it would only be for 2 or 3 weeks. NPR education correspondent Corey Turner joins me now with more on this. And Corey, honestly, I'm surprised it's only half the states.
Well, Jeremy, just you wait. It's 25 million kids in 26 states. But I think the important thing to remember at this point is the other 25 million public school students are also out of school. They're just in states that haven't made the call yet. So, you know, one example, I live in Maryland, where technically school is closed until April 24th. That's not very far from now. So instead, honestly, we are likely to see this list of year-long school closures keep growing in the coming days.
And by the way, when you say closure, almost all of these students are learning remotely at this point, right?
Well, that's the idea. But, you know, I've been reporting a lot in recent weeks, along with my other education team colleagues, on why remote learning, at least at this point, without a lot of planning going into it, is just not going very well in lots of places. I mean, the other thing to keep in mind, Jeremy, is that even in an ideal world, you know, where every child has access to a computer and Wi-Fi and a teacher who is computer savvy, remote teaching just isn't as effective as the old-fashioned face-to-face kind. Mm-hmm. But we also know that this is not an ideal world. You know, lots of kids at under-resourced schools are stuck with essentially paper packets, and there are very real equity concerns here. The nonprofit group NWEA, they actually tried to estimate how much learning should be happening right now but isn't. So in reading, the group says kids could be returning to school in the fall with just 2/3 of the usual learning gains. And it's even worse in math. NWEA estimates kids could make it back in the fall with just half of the usual gains. And in some grades, they could be nearly a full year behind.
Hmm. So what needs to happen when schools do finally reopen?
I mean, that's the million-dollar question, Jeremy. Or really the billion-dollar question, because there are lots of big, potentially controversial ideas floating around. I mean, in all of the calls I've been making, you know, I've heard of districts considering lots of different ways to basically increase seat time. So requiring summer school or bringing kids back early in August or even jumping to year-round school, that might be the nuclear option. But the problem with these ideas is that the U.S. economy is also cratering. So in a recent letter to Congress, a bunch of well-respected national groups representing, you know, teachers, principals, school superintendents, they tried to sound the alarm saying, look, next school year when educators are going to be asked to do even more to make up all of this lost ground, school budgets may actually be getting cut unless the federal government, you know, steps in. So the letter asks for at least $175 billion in new K-12 funding at the state level. And just to put that into some perspective, Jeremy, the recent CARES Act included just $13.5 billion for K-12 schools.
Wow. That is NPR education correspondent Corey Turner. Corey, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.